The Motivational Moments podcast is made possible by the generous sponsorship of Prime Information Security, online at www.primeinfosec.com, and with the support of our many subscribers. Thank you.
Hello, it's Linda Ockwell. Jenna here with another Motivational Moments podcast. I've been away again, long absence, been travelling and also dealing with my own life's challenges. Today I wanted to talk about inspiration and resilience. Those are two of my most asked for topics when I am offering a keynote at a conference. Getting down to the point of why I'm talking about that today, I think we all know that today the world is a place where war, disruption, fires, earthquakes, homelessness, mental health, gun violence are a lot of examples of what we read about and listen to via social media, the TV or the radio today. I don't think that it does us any good at all from a mental health perspective in particular, but also from where it could cause stress and health issues if we listen to all the horrible, horrible things going on around the world. Even global warming, people talk about all these things, but how often do people say to themselves, I'll be the voice, I'll be the one voice to be the change I want? In my case, my passion is sharing my lived experiences, my life's challenges with the audience. I lift the audience up. We often believe that one person can't be the change we want, but one person's desire to be the change we all want starts as a whisper, and that echo grows and is heard by many. I know what it's like to face fear, discrimination, and go through anxiety. I had to add up the groceries on a calculator many years ago in order to feed my children. I emigrated to Canada from England to make a better life for my four children. Obviously, challenges follow us wherever we go. Understandably, we should deal with our own challenges before we can help the world be a better place. But if the world issues, all the horrible, horrible things going on around the world are what is causing us to be anxious and stressed and wishing we could do something, basically it's a case of great things can be done by a series of small things brought together. And that was from the famous painter Vincent van Gogh. My thoughts are, it just takes one person to start the ball rolling. It just takes one person, me, you, anyone that we think, you know, wants to be that voice, to have the energy, the compassion, and also no fear that if we do speak out, we will be judged. I have faced moving to a new country as a white person born in England. I have faced people telling me to go back home to my own country. I haven't faced homelessness yet because I've worked very, very hard. I worked three jobs to try and get to the point I wanted with the help of my second husband. But many, many people are facing homelessness because of war, because of discrimination, and because they may have lost the job or have mental health issues. We can't help everything that's going on in the world, but at least we can talk about these things and try to share the word, the positive words, the inspiration and the resilience we need to actually face these issues that are global, as well as our own issues, face on. So what I want you to take away with you today is have the strength, have the compassion and have the want. You need to want to be the change that you want, and I know you can do it. Well, I will be back with another podcast soon. Until then, have a wonderful day.